It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Before tonight's curtain rises, here are Fibber and Molly saying,
McGee, I just saw Dr. Gamble coming home.
Yeah?
Yeah. He sure looks tired.
What he needs is a long rest and a change of scenery. That's the advice he's always given me. It cost me $5 besides.
Well, I'm afraid there's no rest in the cards for Dr. Gamble this year, dearie. Too many people around here really need him.
Well, I sure hope those people recognized the need for Prudential sickness and accident protection before they needed Doc Gamble. A Prudential insurance company plan like that can sure take a lot of the worry out of any sickness.
That's right.
It can provide you with a regular monthly income if you can't work at your job. Yes, and pay you for as long as 10 years in case of sickness, and possibly for the rest of your life in case of injury.
And the Prudential's income protection plan covers you 24 hours a day for every type of sickness and for injuries received on the job or not.
And with a hospital and surgical expense policy in your sickness and accident plan, the Prudential could pay a big part of those swapping bills.
Friends, you really ought to ask your Prudential agent to tell you about these wonderful plans tomorrow. It's the kind of day-to-day living protection every family needs.
Day before yesterday, Mr. McGee's garbage can mysteriously disappeared from behind his garage. Yesterday, while he was trying to track down the guilty party, the can was returned just as mysteriously.
Only it wasn't returned, Doc. Not really.
Well, make up your mind. Was it returned or not?
A garbage can was returned, but it wasn't ours.
Huh?
It was a brand new one. Whoever it was took our can, put the new one right back in the same place sometime yesterday.
Oh, who the devil would do a silly thing like that?
That's a good question, Doctor. And another good question, one I've been asking him all day, is what's the difference who did it? We've got a brand new garbage can. Why don't we just forget the whole thing? But he won't.
I'll say he won't. I got a few clues on who it was might have done this thing, and I'm going to check them out, scientific. And besides that, Doc, I got a book that's going to help me solve this case.
A book?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a big help, Doctor,
yeah.
This book. It's by Hemingway Savage, McGee's favorite mystery writer.
Oh, him.
Yep, it's called The Case of the Missing Case. And it's all about somebody stole a briefcase from Savage, see? And the next day, they returned it back to where they stole it from, just like whoever it was done with our garbage can.
Yeah, but what's that got to do
with... Only it wasn't his briefcase they returned. It was a new one that looked like his. And that's what happened with our garbage can. See the familiarity?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It turns out in the book that the reason they stole his briefcase was on account of because there was a fortune in jewels hid in the lining of it, you see?
The lining in our garbage can was made out of an old newspaper, Doctor. I don't think there were any jewels in it. Unless maybe the upstairs maid threw out a few of my old diamond tiaras.
All right. Scoff if you want to deride, but by George, you'll see. The first clue I'm going to follow is I'm going to go downtown and case the hardware store till I find out who bought the garbage can that they put back in our alley yesterday.
Well, good luck, Sherlock. But if I were you, I'd go lie down with a cold cloth over my face. I think you're suffering from a severe case of private eye strain.
<That's funny. laughs>
So long, Molly.
Bye.
And that's the type of garbage can that I'm checking on right there, Bud. That big one.
Oh, yes. Well, this is a very popular model, sir. Our model 12, double galvanized. How many would you like?
You sell a lot of them, huh?
Yes. How many would you like?
You recall selling any of these cans yesterday?
Oh, yes. I do remember selling one to a gentleman who seemed to be in a great hurry. I take it you're not.
Nope. Suppose you give me a good description of this quick customer, Bud. You don't happen to have a photo of him around, do you? No, I guess not. Well, start describing him, Bud.
Excuse me, mister, but just who are you?
Never you mind. I asked you a question.
Well, I'm not answering until you answer mine first.
Oh, no? Well, now maybe you'd like me to show you my badge, Bud.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I would.
Well, just because you're so nosy, I ain't gonna show it to you. Now, you either start describing this character or else put on your hat and muffler and we'll take a little walk down to the station.
Well, actually, there's not much to describe.
That's better.
Man was in and out of here so fast, I can't tell you what he looked like. I was busy filling out the sales slip most of the time.
Sales slip, huh? Aha! Was it a charge or cash?
I don't recall. Let me look. Seems to me it should be just about... Yes, here it is.
Well?
It was cash.
Oh, Dad read it.
But he gave me his name.
Huh?
We always ask for our mailing list. The man's name is, Fibber McGee, 79, Wistful Vista.
Oh, no.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Hello, Charlie boy. What do you know?
Farm buildings. Farm buildings that work for you. That's what I know.
Buildings that work for you. I don't get it, Charlie boy.
You will if you read Better Farming. Buildings designed to make money for the farmer. Up-to-the-minute buildings with a brand new look. Do everything but milk the cow for you.
Sounds great. Where'd you say you read about them?
In Better Farming. Better Farming for February.
Yes, the article, New Buildings Work For You, is only one of the many features you'll find in Better Farming. All these features, all that you read in Better Farming, is designed for just one thing. To help you make your farm a better farm. That's our dedicated aim. Better farming for better farm living. And that's why, incidentally, the name of Country Gentleman was changed to Better Farming. Now the name and the aim are the same. Better Farming. Read Better Farming. Read Better Farming and help make your farm a better farm.
Can you imagine the gall of that garbage can snatcher, Molly? Swipes our can, then buys a new one to replace it and tells the guy he bought it from he's me?
Well, I will admit this is kind of intriguing. What does your favorite mystery author have to say about a thing like this? Well,
frankly, it's kind of confusing.
That's the understatement of the week.
You see, in the case of The Missing Case, that's the book I'm working from on this, Hemingway Savage didn't run into a situation quite like this.
Lucky him.
In the book, when Savage checked up to see who bought the new briefcase to replace the case they stole from him, it turned out the chief place to buy a briefcase was a joint called Ace Mason's Briefcase Place at the corner of Grayson Basin Streets.
Oh?
So Savage rented space in a basement place that faced Ace Mason's Briefcase Place and cased the joint in the basement casement for weeks and weeks on end.
Sounds uncomfortable.
He sat at that window facing Mason's, munching raisins and watching the patrons, and he carefully cased every single face that went in and out of Ace's place till he saw one face that he couldn't place, the face of a guy with a new briefcase, and he said to himself he'd done it. He took a quick look at the briefcase thief's face while Ace Mason was placing the case in the safe, see? Then he yanked his .44, swore, and kicked in the door of the store, and boy, they run in all directions.
Scattered, huh?
Like a covey of quail. Ace Mason went racing down Basin while the guy with the face that he couldn't place set a heck of a pace down Gray Street. And between racing down Basin, chasing Ace Mason, and trying to keep pace with the guy on Grace, he couldn't get to first base with the briefcase case, so he called off the chase and wrote a whole new chapter.
Well, good for him. At least Hemingway Savage knows when to give up, which is more than I can say for you.
Oh, he didn't give up. No, sir, not him.
He didn't.
He merely went off on a different line of investigation.
Well...
He solved the crime, all right. Right here, on page 317. Right there, he tells who done it.
Who done it? Or who did it?
That's what's so doggone confusing, Molly. The guy that done it in Savage's book is a guy that we don't know any of that kind of guys, and the whole thing is so... Hey, wait a minute.
I'm not going anywhere.
Seems to me I remember here. Yeah, yeah. He told me himself that she... That's it. I got it, Molly. I got it.
Well, drop it. It's making you red in the face.
In the words of Hemingway Savage, my dear, the pieces of the puzzle have finally fell into place, and I shall now bust this case open like a dropped watermelon. Hand me the phone. I'll call the culprits and get them over here. Stand by, kiddo. Here they come now.
Honestly, McGee, if this isn't the silliest, stupidest idea you ever had.
You'll see. You'll see. Just stand by. Me and Hemingway Savage will have a confession before you can say, come in!
Hi, Miss McGee, Mr. McGee.
Hello. Mr. McGee phoned and asked us to come in.
I know, Sally. Come in, both of you.
You sounded urgent, Mr. McGee. What's up?
Kindly be seated, both of you. I shall be brief.
Oh, McGee, if this isn't...
Please, my dear. Now, as you both know, our garbage can mysteriously disappeared from behind our garage on the night of Monday last.
Yeah. We heard. It sure was mysterious, all right. Yeah.
As you also know, sometime yesterday, a new can was replaced in our alley.
Making us even.
Real mysterious. Yes, sir.
I have here in my hand Exhibit A, a copy of Hemingway Savage's latest book, a mystery which is almost exactly similar to our missing garbage can mystery.
Oh?
Mrs. Nelson, since your marriage to Lester here, you have been a Nelson, right?
Well, of course.
Oh, sure. It says so right on the license. Our license
should... However, before your marriage, what were you?
You mean my maiden name? I was a butler. Sally Butler was my name.
Aha! Mrs. McGee, I hand you herewith Exhibit A, this book. Kindly read the closing lines.
Oh, for the...
Right there, if you please.
It says, as Hemingway Savage has once more proved, it's always the butler who done it.
Exactly. Do you wish to make a full confession, Mrs. Nelson? Ex-butler?
Oh, my goodness. If this is... Well, I guess I'd better tell all.
Well, I will be jiggered. It looks like he's got us, Sally. Dead to rights.
What?
Well, actually, Mr. McGee, it was all an accident. I was backing the car out the other night, and I backed over your garbage can. Just ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Well, what's the difference? It doesn't...
Well, I felt badly about it, so I put it in the car and threw it out at the city dump. And then I tried a dozen places to get one like it, but I
She was awful upset about it, Mr. McGee, so I went looking for one yesterday, and, well, gee, by that time you were all riled up, and I was scared to tell you about it.
So when he did find one, we just put it back in your garage and hope you'd let it go at that.
Well, the persecution rests, kids. Who'd like a hot buttered root beer? Molly, get the root beer. I'll get the butter, and we'll all have a hot
buttered
root
beer. Fibber and Molly will be right back.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Dial users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. And it's true. With Dial, you never worry about odor because Dial removes the cause. You see, normal perspiration is odorless until skin bacteria go to work on it. They cause the odor. And ordinary soaps leave thousands of these bacteria. But daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. That's because Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good at stopping odor. And this ingredient clings to your skin, protecting you all day, several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts and keeps you nice to be around. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
I can't imagine how Sally Nelson managed to come all the way over here and run over our garbage can when it's 20 feet from our things on your side.
All clear. Plenty of room.
Good. I'll turn it just a little more, and there's really no excuse for anybody to be so careless that they run over... Oh, no. Don't tell me I run over our new garbage can.
No, McGee, you've run over the Nelson.
Oh, let's get out of here. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the clerk, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, and Robert Easton and Mary Lou Harrington as Les and Sally Nelson. This is John Wald inviting you back with us again tomorrow night. Good night. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.